I start blabbing, and then the time goes. Wow, we don't even have a clock around here. That's really dangerous. Okay, I'll start talking here. Many of you already know I'm with Christar. Our goal is bring light, church planting, and least reach people groups around the world. A few years back, Christar moved. Can't imagine moving from Pennsylvania to Texas. Sorry, if you're a Texan, I'm sorry, but I have a hard time with that. So we're now outside of Dallas, and I had a chance to see the new office and meet some of the people there last month. So it's okay, but still not quite like Pennsylvania. So Christar, now where I live and work, I have one of these cool, yes, okay. Right there, the last about 4 years now, I've been in Ningxia, sort of right in the middle of north central China. I've been, as you maybe remember, I've been in many different cities throughout the years, but about the last 4 years in Ningxia, take a little closer look there. It's very small. It's actually not a province. It's actually what they call an autonomous region, because a minority group sort of takes up a lot of the population, and the minority group is the Hui. The Hui is a Muslim group in China. So I'm there. It's about that region is, they say, about 25,600 square miles, a little bigger than West Virginia. Those of you know West Virginia, with 5.5 million people. West Virginia only has 1.8 million people, so it's a little more crowded. The city I'm living in is Yinchuan, and that's considered like the capital. It's the main city. It's one of the smaller cities in China. We only have over 1 million people, so it's quite small. No, seriously, it is. I like it. It's a little spread out, so it's not really crowded in the area where I'm at. Yinchuan, those of you who know anything about Chinese history, the Yellow River snakes through Ningxia, and that was sort of the cradle of Chinese civilization. So we have the Yellow River. There's a mountain range that's sort of along here, and on the clear days I get to see it, but it's pretty much flat. It's very desert-like, and there's more desert area down the south. So it's very dry, but Yinchuan does have a high water table. So there is water under the ground, and they tap that to water things. So it's not always desert-like, except for the winter. They do water, so we get some green grass, but nothing like around here. So I just like taking it all, and I'm like, people should feel really blessed being in this area, Lancaster County. So we do have camels, not so much part of life now, that's for the tourists. But in ancient civilization, the merchants from Persia would come through Ningxia on the Silk Roads and do trading, and camels would be the main source of transportation that way. We do have water. It's a little dark there, but you can see that's the Yellow River. So we do actually have a river nearby. And the mountain range that I mentioned, Halanshan, which helps actually protect a lot of the city from the major desert winds that come through. And sometimes you even see snow at the top. We don't get a lot of precipitation. So very, very rugged mountains, not like the mountains we have here. There's not much on there. Sometimes you see mountain goats, though, if you go. You see some wild goats. The land is very sandy, very little farming. I'm always looking for beauty of creation, and there is some. When spring comes, I feel like, yes, somehow this miracle of spring is always excites me, because they actually see life again. And flowers. But it's a huge construction area. China's seemed like always under construction. And so our area of Yinchuan, there's a lot of schools going up. It's a sort of a school district. But even big plazas, housing estates, you look at the horizon and you see cranes everywhere. This is actually from my office on the school. They're building on my school campus, and the sunrise up there, and just, yeah, everywhere, construction and in China and our city. Now, I mentioned about a minority group the Muslims, we call them, when I sent letters out, I often call them the box people. The reason is the Chinese character, it looks like a box within a box. And that's why I use the box word. Some people working with these people group will call them the hat people, because many times they'll wear hats, both the women and the men. Now, these, if the ones that wear hats are more conservative, in my area, in the city, they a lot of times just blend right in with the Han, the majority Chinese people, and you can't really tell the difference. In more the villages, small areas, where there's more concentrated people and smaller population, you'll see more of that conservative dress. This is the third largest minority group in China. There's about 10 million scattered throughout China. But this particular area, Ningxia, has over 5 million people, but a third, they say about 30% are the box, are the Hui. So you will see mosques. This is the nicer one downtown for the tourists. You see maybe older looking ones, even with Chinese characteristics in other places, but this is the nice one. And yes, they go. There's dances. I've been told they're more like the music and that. It's more for tourists. A lot of your typical Hui would not really get into these cultural aspects of the Hui culture. The Uyghurs, another Muslim group in China, more out in the West, they're more militant, they're more enthusiastic, and they have all the neat dresses and dances and music. The Hui don't. So you see some of this, but it's more for the tourists. It's a big tourist industry as well. Now, what have I been doing? As you know, China is one of those creative access countries. I cannot go in as a missionary. So over the years, I've had different jobs, from student to working in a company. In the last 2 years, I've been teaching English. I do have a master's. I tell people I am a real teacher. I have a master's in teaching English, TESOL, teaching English to speakers of other languages. And this private university, it's a private university. So that means the students' levels are quite low. They could not get into the top tier schools. So even though they're English majors, some of them can't speak English hardly at all. So it can be challenging, but some are okay. I love the students, I love teaching. I got to know teachers as well, but it can be challenging. This fall semester, I'll be teaching British literature for the third time. I know better now. The first time I was like, British literature, what do I know about British literature? But I definitely know better now how to do it. And this time I even have PowerPoint I have access to. So it's much better than using chalk in a blackboard. So I'm excited about that. And I've shared before too, I have to be careful in the classroom. I can't, you know, share blatantly or openly about Christianity. But there's a lot of British writers, literature that it's right there in their textbooks that I could bring out. For example, there's Paul Bunyan and Pilgrim's Progress. I mean, you have to sort of work in the gospel in there because that's what this whole story's about. So I like British literature because it's a natural way to share what I believe and what the writer says right in their textbook about their beliefs and excerpts of that. So that's exciting. You could definitely pray for that as I teach. This is sort of a campus shot here. It's a small campus. A lot of the students are not English majors. There's about 10,000 students, but the English department, the majors is quite small. So I'm pretty much focused on that. And these are some of the seniors that just graduated this past spring. Very happy, because they're funny, somehow made it. You know, we teachers almost, they basically pay for the degree. So it's like they're gonna make it somehow if they show up for a few times. But these are all the seniors of the English majors. So I taught them all. And then the front row or so are the leaders and teachers. So that's just the English majors. That's a little dark too, but we do other contests, speaking contests and that. This is a it's a friend that I've known for years now, and I want to just talk a little about her too. Daisy, in my letters, I sometimes just use D just to protect her identity, but she's Huey. My classrooms, my teachers, there's a few that are Huey. It's hard to really focus on the Huey, but Daisy's been a friend, been introduced for when I first got there. She taught me a lot about the Huey culture. And good friend. She's busy now. She's now married, has a wonderful husband. Not maybe the man of her dreams, but he's Huey. He's got a stable job. They've got a car. They've got an apartment. They got everything. And so she doesn't really see a need for a personal relationship with God. She believes, I guess, there's a Allah God out there. She's Huey, but a personal relationship, she doesn't need it. So pray for her. We try to connect as she's over at my side of the city working. We try to connect, go out for a tea or something. Pray that somehow God would shake her world, that she would see a need, that she needs Jesus. She needs a personal relationship with Jesus, with God. Because at this point, she's pretty satisfied. She's pretty happy. She's a good person. She does a lot of good for a lot of people. But she needs Jesus, and she doesn't really see need for it. So maybe something to shake her world a bit. Again, this is really dark. Sorry about that. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's all the light around here. Again, there's other teachers I'm getting to know. Some are Huey, some are Han. This is one that she taught American literature. So we always had this thing, why? I'm American. Why don't I get to teach American Lit? Why do I have to teach Brit Lit? You're Chinese, and you get to teach American Lit. But she was teaching it before I got there. But very smart young woman. She's also Huey. Last semester, so we started talking quite a bit just about even imagery, images in the Bible, things she was bringing up. So unfortunately, though, she's pursuing a doctorate degree, so this semester she won't be there. She's going to another city to work on her doctorate. So that was a little hard today. I mean, we can keep in touch. Internet's great, but not quite seeing her all the time. So pray for her. I mentioned, I guess, a few times in my letters, her English name, she picked out of if you're into American Lit, the last of the Mohicans, the Indian who was really the bad guy in that Makwa. She likes the name Makwa, and she likes the character, this bad guy that's Indian in that book. So that's her English name, Makwa. So if you like Indians and know that book, just pray for Makwa, that somehow she would see her need for Christ. I think this is a picture of her daughter, but apparently she was heading to divorce. She's just had a bad relationship with her husband, which I just found out on one of my last talks with her. So some hard things in her life. This is another good friend. She's not Huey. And I mentioned this is the one that's expecting twins any time. I keep checking the internet for news. She's older. She's 36. And 36, having a child is quite, in China, is a big thing. And she's having twins, which is a huge thing. Now, even though they're allowed, the Han are allowed one child, if it's one birth, okay, you don't get to, you know, you can have two twins. It's okay. But it is a big thing for the Chinese. So pray for her. She was really scared. She knows I'm Christian. She knows I'm praying. And I'm just waiting for news how it's going. Last I heard, she was going to actually have a C-section this week. C-sections are very common in China. But I think she can't wait too much longer. She's ready. So just pray for her. This is her at the way end, the one in the middle, another Han that she's got some needs too that I've gotten to know. We were goofing off that day. So teachers are a little easier to connect with. I don't have to worry so much about security, talking with the young students. Teachers, they sort of have a choice. If they ask me questions, if I interact with them, they know I'm a Christian, so I feel I can relax more with the teachers because of that relationship. They're older, and we're just more free in the office. So pray for those relationships. Another teacher, she's also Han. She's the one going to teach American Lit this semester. I helped her with writing her master's paper, and there was a lot of things she was drawing from the Bible as images in literature. And so some interesting Bible discussions about David and Solomon. And again, she's not a Christian, but she knows I am. And there was a few times I said, I don't think the Bible says that. So we go online and read the Bible online and say, well, see, it says this. So there's different ways of sharing that way, and that relationship should continue as well this fall. So requests I have, just BritLit, the British Literature for the Seniors. These seniors I have known since I taught them conversation my first semester. So now I've known this group. I taught them last year, cultural class. So I know them. They know me. I don't have to deal perhaps with all the I can be pretty strict, so at least they know what to expect from me, and I sort of know their levels, so that helps a lot. So this group of seniors, I just have a real heart for, because I know them quite well, and just would love, through British Literature, to share more truth with them. T211 is the one with pregnant, the twins, and she just was really scared. A very intellectual, very smart woman. But yeah, I was like, I'm praying for you. She's like, well, do. She doesn't believe in it, but I'm, you know, just pray for her. So hopefully you have good news about that. D is Daisy, the one I shared. Hui, she's Hui. Married, content, doesn't see anything missing. M is Makwa, also the Hui gal that's going on for a doctorate. I want to keep in touch with her. It's going to be more challenging. I won't see her. But internet's a good way to do that. And other teachings I'm getting to know, and also my future. I've shared with some. I believe God is directing me to relocate back to the States in the next year or more. Combination of getting a little more tired, maybe desiring a ministry where I can have more of an impact. I love China, I love the Chinese people, but I think I'm wearing out a bit. So it just really, just a lot of things this past year, and just really seeking God's guidance in that and asking you to pray for that as well. I shared also, it's like, you know what, it seemed like it was easier to leave the States and go to China. Maybe I forget how hard it was, but to leave China and come back and settle in the States, it, to me, is totally terrifying. Yeah, I know that sounds strange. You can ask me later about that, like, why? But a lot of it, it's my whole life, my heart is in China. So I know God's faithful. And the unknown, you know, job, finances, it's just overwhelming. But realizing, no, God's in control. And we overseas workers, after all these years, we're still learning that. It's always a continual thing. So I appreciate your prayers, and thank you for all your prayers that have been faithful over these years. And I'm sure I'm over my time, which I'm sorry, but it's all right. That's what he said. Yeah. Okay. So thank you very much. And I'll be hanging around, and you can ask me later.